Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, July 15th, 2021. I'm Rich Schiraffolino. Microsoft announced Windows 365, a business-focused cloud PC service built on top of the company's existing Azure Virtual Desktop service, launching August 2nd. Pricing was not announced, but tiers will range from 1 to 8 vCPUs on a per-user per-month basis. Windows 365 can stream Windows to any HTML5 browser or through the remote desktop app. Rockley Photonics announced it's developed a standalone wristband with a sensor module capable of non-invasively measuring core body temperature, blood pressure, body hydration, alcohol lactate, and glucose trends. The device will be tested on in-house human studies in the coming months, with first-gen versions potentially available for consumer use in the first half of 2022. Apple is listed as Rockley Photonics' largest client. Amazon launched its serialized Kindle Vella store, offering access to self-published episodic stories, with the first three available for free. Vella content is from U.S.-based authors in English at launch, available on the web and Kindle iOS apps, although not Kindle devices. Netflix announced the hiring of Mike Verdu as Vice President of Game Development, previously a VP working on Oculus VR content. Bloomberg sources say Netflix plans to offer streaming video games on its platform within the next year as part of its existing subscription service. Facebook is seeking the recusal of FTC Chairwoman Lina Khan from the agency's deliberations regarding new antitrust cases against Facebook, citing her history of criticizing big tech firms. Amazon filed a similar recusal petition 2 weeks ago. Google added new features to the third beta release of Android 12, including using the front-facing camera and face detection to determine device rotation. The beta also supports creating scrollable screenshots for longer items like web pages. OnePlus confirmed that the base model of its 9 Pro smartphone will not be coming to the US and Canada, citing unforeseen supply constraints. At its April launch, the company said the phone would start at $969 with 8GB of memory and 128GB of storage, but will now focus on the $1,069 version with more storage and memory. The cybersecurity company Avast confirmed it's in advanced talks with Norton LifeLock on an acquisition. Norton has until August 11th to make a firm offer, according to UK Takeover Code. On its earnings call, TSMC CEO C.C. Wei said the company was increasing auto chip production by 60% compared to last year and expects the auto chip shortage to ease in the coming months. Overall, Wei expects the contract chip-making industry to grow 20% in 2021. Razer refreshed the Blade 17 laptop, now offering 11th-gen Intel processors up to a Core i9-11900H CPU and up to an NVIDIA GeForce RTX 3080 GPU. The laptop also supports graphics power up to 135 watts. There are three display panel options, 1440p at 165 hertz, 1080p up to 360 hertz, and a 4K touchscreen at 120 hertz. Pre-orders are now open with shipping expected by August. Google Meet on Glass is now available on Glass Enterprise Edition 2 headsets for any Google Workspace customer, providing a first-person video perspective. Glass fully integrates into Workspace, letting users join calendar events directly from Glass with just a few taps without signing in or scanning codes. LG will open pre-orders for its rollable 4K OLED R display in August for $100,000. The 120Hz display is rated at 50,000 unfurls and includes a front-firing Dolby Atmos sound system. Facebook discontinued its project to build a hands-free headset interface, originally announced in 2017 as letting you type directly from your brain. The company's Building 8 hardware division will now focus on an experimental wrist controller for VR that reads muscle signals in the arm, saying the technology has a nearer-term path to market. WhatsApp launched a private beta for multiple device support, letting the web version of WhatsApp securely sync directly to other users. While the web version of WhatsApp has been available for some time, it still required a connected smartphone to handle encryption keys. Clubhouse added a new direct messaging system called Backchannel on iOS and Android, available for one-on-one messaging or group chats to complement its audio rooms. Backchannel currently supports sending links, but not video or photos. And finally, Twitter will shut down its ephemeral tweets format Fleets, citing low usage. Starting August 3rd, users will only see active Spaces audio rooms at the top of the timeline. Twitter introduced Fleets in November 2020. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.